Gentlemen, it's not the 1970s anymore, and it turns out 90% of the ladies prefer a Manscaped situation. The good news is that the folks over at Smooth My Balls have all the tools to keep your hedges trimmed and neat. And as a Hey Man Nice Shirt listener, you can receive 15% off your order by using the promo code SHIRT or by sliding over to smoothmyballs.com/shirt. Boys, your balls will thank you, and your ladies will thank us. Another tantalizing testicle tickling episode of Hey Man Nice Shirt. Nick's ready to tickle some testes. Your boy Logan Ryan's in the building.
Whoa, that was a tongue twister that you even got tongue twisted.
I don't even fuck it up.
What is up, you silly fucks? I'm here. I am ready. I haven't eaten yet today. That's weird. It is it's 6:30 by me, and I have yet to eat. I'm gonna finish my beer.
That a kid. I'm gonna crack this cold one. This is actually the last of my first delivery from Tavour. I don't know how you pronounce it, but they support. I don't know why I'm giving a plug to them. They don't fucking sponsor us, but they're cool anyway. They support local small breweries across the United States, so it gives guys like me who love different beers an opportunity to try stuff. So we have something new. This is a seasonal series. It's called Cloud Curtain, which I think is appropriate for here in Southern California. We get that marine layer, or a cloud curtain, if you will. And this is a DDH Mosaic Oat Whip Double IPA from the boys and girls at Mountains Walking Brewery.
Okay.
Sure. I don't know. Sounds nice. The can's cool. It's got kind of a cool design. As always, I posted it up on our Insta, so you can take a gander at it and see what you all think. And if you're out there in where are they? Bozeman? Where are these guys? Yeah, Bozeman, Montana. Swing on through and say hi. Tell them the guys from Hey Man Nice Shirt said what's up. And they just spray that fucking everywhere. Now my dick's wet.
My dick's wet. It is.
Did I get you? Did I get you from across the United States?
No, you didn't get me. You didn't get me. So here's what happened.
Oh, yeah. Why is your dick wet?
So just pre-podcast piss, as per usual.
Yep.
I didn't unbutton. That's the problem. I didn't unbutton my shorts. I pulled down and let the piece flip over on top. But with that, always creates like a little bit of like a pressure on your piece, right? Mm-hmm. So when you think you're done and you flip it back up and in, there's always a couple of dribbles.
Yep.
Last couple of dribbles. And it like, I'm wearing like baggy shorts right now. Goes down to like the inside of your thigh, all the way down to your knee. Name one thing that is worse than that. I fucking dare you.
Wet socks. If you're in the kitchen and like an ice cube fell down, you're not aware of it, and you got socks on, you step in a puddle, and you're like, motherfucker, that's like seriously
So you're talking like just a damp sock, like a quick, just, like one spot is wet.
Just a one little, like on your pinky toe, just fucking wet, and you're just angry at the world because you weren't expecting to have a wet sock, number one. And number two, it's just, I don't like socks anyway, so I'm probably already pissed off. Excuse me, that I have socks on. So yeah, it's just this whole just catastrophe of events.
Dude, I'm like rocking full sock, full shoe right now.
But before we get into that, because I want to break that down, and we've talked about this before, but speaking of catastrophes and disasters, and basically I want to, it's like the Hindenburg hitting the Titanic. Just shit show. Have you seen this disaster called the Magic Show on Snapchat?
No, I deleted Snapchat.
Oh, shit.
I didn't delete it. I just got I'm using like an old phone now. I never remembered my like sign in. So I was like, you know what? Fuck that. That's a sign. And I never got back on it. So I probably have like a fuck ton of Snapchats because people probably just think I'm ignoring them all the time, mm-hmm. which is like also exciting. I'm pretty cool with that. and in the same swing, I deleted Facebook. Makes me, I'm about to delete my life.
But you can't delete anything else. Can't delete anything else because we're on all of those platforms. And
right.
We kind of are starting to get a little bit of a presence on there. So you can't.
Right. Hey, check us out at HMNS Podcast on TikTok, Insta, Twitter, YouTube.
YouTube. By the way, hey guys, on that YouTube channel, smash that like button because that helps algorithms and scientists and it promotes our shit, which in turn helps us make better content for you guys. And
hey, shout out YouTube scientists.
Yay, YouTube scientists. And, you know, I think later in this episode, we may play YouTube roulette and see if we get kicked off of YouTube again, because I have a comment on that too. But I'm surprised you haven't seen these pieces of shit at this magic show thing. It's the worst, most egregiously fake magic that I think I've ever seen. It's like they take those like packing popcorn things and they're like, hey guys, check this out. You gotta check this out. And they're in this like really nice kitchen and they'll like put it like in a bin full of like just they'll just put it like in a bin and then they'll put like Pepsi in it and then it magically turns into like popcorn and they just sit there and eat it. We're like, dude, there's no fucking way that's possible. And they create these scenarios. There's like three or four characters that they're like, dude, okay, number one, this is clearly staged and you guys are fucking horrible actors. I mean, it's like watching like 10 and 11 year olds try to put on a performance and they don't know at all what they're doing. Yeah.
Think of one performance that you gave that you'd be embarrassed to talk about. Let's talk about it. Ooh. When you were like that age, like the 10 or 11, because my mind immediately went to one, like immediately.
I don't remember that so much because I think I started off more as like an ensemble type thing and just kind of worked my way up and through it. I do remember so I did a lot of community theater and like.
No, not what I'm talking about.
Oh no!
What are we talking about? I'm talking about like
the first time I faked an orgasm.
Well, shouldn't be 10 or 11. no, I'm talking about like when you were young, and you would put on like a performance at like a family party or something. Mm-hmm. I could think of two.
Oh, I got fuck two yeah. of just, them. I just thought of one. I got.
See, they
I got,
come. See, they come at you. They're embarrassing.
Oh, dude, they come out of the woodwork, and you're just like, "Fuck, mom, can you please burn that CD or DVD or whatever the fuck it is because it's on film, and I don't want it. It's on a DVD. My mom had them converted to DVD so she could watch them anytime she wants. And we'll have the family up, and they're like, hey. You want to see some old home videos of your dad? And I'm like, the fuck they? No, they don't. And all the kids are like, yay, let's watch dad. And I'm like, oh, fuck.
Dude, what a power move. B, fucked up just, move, mom.
Just my mom flexing, just what are throwing you weight.
Dude, you know why that's so scary? Is because she's going to be the first one to release that shit when you're on like a late night talk show or something.
Oh, you don't think I know that already? Yeah, no, I'm 100% aware of that, dude. It's going to be, you know, I'm sitting there with like Colbert and he's like, hey, talk to me about this video. And it's so when I was a kid, the movie Breakin' came out and I was obsessed. I love the movie Breakin', Lockin' and Poppin' and all that shit. So it's me and full on like 80s garb, right? I got the tube socks up to my calves. I got shorts that are probably too short. And like a funky looking polo, and I don't know shit on how to dance, and it's just it looks like I might have like a mental disease. It looks that bad. I mean, it's
oh, a mental disease. You're just infested in yeah. I love it.
It's bad. It's really that's, and that's like immediately the first thing that I thought of. I'm like, oh fuck, dude. If that ever there's some other ones that are kind of like silly and cute, but that one is like the.
Like, why do you hold on to that shit? So
that's memory.
It's gotten to the point where once a year my parents will break out one of two things. It's like once a year they'll do this and show Sarah, and she still is like, oh my god, I can't believe she saw him five, six, seven times now. And Like, she's like, but she's, they're so preposterous. It's like, one of them is, oh, this is so embarrassing. I had like my coconut hair because my dad, I talked about that last week, would like puff out my hair. And I'm talking, I was probably like 8 or 9. I was young, 10 maybe. And he would puff out my hair like a big ass coconut. And I was shirtless. And he took pictures because we were going on some audition or agency scout, whatever it was. I can't even remember. And my hair was ridiculous. I had no shirt on. And he took pictures of me in front of a yellow wall. And it was me like this. And he's like, just start. Stop. Please stop. Just start striking poses. So here I am like this. I swear to God. And he took a picture and they developed every picture. It's me like this.
What were you, Madonna voguing that shit? I mean,
I was like this. And then it was like this.
Just throwing the deuces up and just and the, oh, yeah.
like this. Like, yeah, it was like super like feminine. And like, then I was like flexing, but like the only ones they happened to keep were the ones where I was pretending to be feminine.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
So I was like, and he loves to show them that. Or they gave me a fucking old camcorder back when I was a skater. Right. So again, like at around that age, probably like that time I was probably a little older. I was probably like 11 or 12, 13. And I had like this front patio that I would skate off of and had a couple stairs, right? It was cement. And I would like do all these tricks and I would record it. But like the tricks were not impressive.
Dude, but you think in your head, dude, these are the best.
I was one step away from X Games.
No one can do these tricks. No one has ever done any like these dance moves that I was doing. It was groundbreaking in my mind. As a 9-year-old, no, it was younger than that. I was like 6 or 7. These were fucking groundbreaking. I mean, this was, I was reinventing. Like
the Jabberwockies were, the Jabberwockies were about to fucking hit you up.
Yeah. Oh, they're about to hit me up, dude. I'm going to go on tour. And it is, I've reinvented dance. I've reinvented hip hop dance is what I did. You know, in my 6 and 7-year-old brain, dude, I thought I was badass. And I remember doing tricks on my bike, right? And it's just like, hey, check this out. And my mom going, oh, that's nice, dear. That's 100% my mom going, are you okay?
That's the worst thing to hear from your mom, too. It's like, mom, check out how cool this is. That's so impressive, dear. Don't call me dear in front of my friends. Sorry, cupcake. You're like, fuck.
It just, I remember being that. And I think it's every kid because, you know, I mean, I've got the kids and they definitely think that they're doing like the check this out. This is the fucking coolest thing you're ever going to see. And it's like that's what you think. Okay, here we go. Let's see it.
Are you recording videos and saving that shit? Cause you know what? Fuck them. Let them pay their dues too. We went through some shit.
1,000%.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've got some videos that I can't wait to when they start dating that it's going to be like, oh, hey, remember that time where you said this? And they're like, I never said that. And be like, oh, funny. Here's the video. And then show them the video.
Don't do that to them. Because that's what's happening to me. And it's the worst. So
it's happening to me. It happens. It's full circle, bro. That's part of being a parent. Have 100% the opportunity to fuck with your kids. And it's amazing. It's absolutely amazing.
Honestly, why not? Why do you have kids if you're not going to fuck with them? Like that's how
you grow. That's how you learn. That's how you become a better human is if your parents fuck with you a little bit. If your parents ain't fucking with you, you're probably going to be a serial killer or you're going to just be homeless in a gutter sucking dick for heroin.
One of two ways. It's going one of two ways.
That's the only thing those are the only things that can happen.
That's some real life advice.
And remember, folks, we are experts. We literally know all the topics about all of the things. And that's just kind of how it is. That's if your parents didn't fuck with you, serial killer or homeless sucking dick for heroin. Mm-hmm. That's it.
Right.
That's it.
Or crack.
No van
crack.
Down by the river. None of that shit. We're not going to class it up by giving you a van. It's going to be like you're going to have a blue tarp and a grocery basket that is going to be your home. And then you put your possessions in the basket if you get kicked out, and then you just kind of move to the next place with your blue tent.
Yeah. Imagine how much better life would be if you had a van, though. And a river? Waterfront property? You got it, sweetheart. What, right? Thank you.
Why is living in a van down by the river so bad? That's waterfront property. Dude, you can go for a swim anytime you want. It gets a little hot. You're like, fuck, I'm just going to go take a dip in the river. No big deal. You can clean. You wash.
I'm going to spritz off. Take a spritz. Ain't nothing wrong with a spritz. Jesus. Put on your skivvies and take a spritz.
That's right. Put on your skivvies. You know, you can clean the skid marks out while you're down there, too.
Hey, did you ever smell your bike shorts?
I have not, but I think I told you they've been through the washing cycle. It's not like I went for this aggressive ride and then just left them laying around. I mean, they got washed and they're now clean in a drawer. So they probably smell like drawer.
Mm, yeah, like a wood drawer, a wood drawer. Like I could smell that. I could smell what the inside of a drawer, like an empty drawer. For whatever reason, an empty drawer smells like something.
It does. Hmm. It's got that smell. You open it up and you're like, oh, that's an empty drawer. I know that smell.
Yeah. Why does what else that's empty has a smell? Nothing. An empty drawer does. Hey, that's some shit.
Hopes and dreams. I don't know. Does that have a smell? Wood. No, it doesn't. It's empty hopes and dreams. I don't know.
No. I don't. Could. It could. It could smell like disappointing your parents.
That smells like bad decisions and hookers. Hey, speaking of hookers,
I'd love to talk about them.
I have a new business plan that I want to run by you. We haven't talked about business in a while.
It's been a couple.
I've got this idea, right?
I love your idea. No, I don't even need to. You got a blind business partner. I'm in. How much you need? I hope it's not a lot because I don't got much.
Well, I think we need to find some prototypes. We need to build some prototypes, and then we need to find some establishments that are like, yeah, we'll test this out for you, right?
Okay.
So,
and this has to do with hookers.
Kind of. I mean, it's kind of in the same genre. I want to know why stripper poles aren't shaped more like dildos.
Well, then can't you just say why not shaped like dicks? Because a dildo is shaped like a dick.
Dick, whatever, dildo, fine. But here's my vision. Here's my dream. Is that you have a stripper pole now that still is the same, right? It still provides the turning ability and the logistics so these ladies can get up there and do their weird shit on the stripper pole, but it's more dick shaped.
How detailed are we talking veins? Because that's gonna hurt coochie.
Just
and it's got to be something that you can get your hands around as well,
right? So real thin and real long. Mm.
So me, I could be.
So we'll design it off of your dick. That's what we'll do. So real thin, real long. It's like a noodle.
Yo, here's what I love. This is my favorite thing. When women, like when females have babies, they're like, having a kid just messed up my boobs. They're not the same. My nipples are different. It's like, yeah, bitch. I had a baby and now my dick's smaller too.
Dude, that might be the new line. Could you imagine if we were genetically designed to every time we nut, our dick got smaller? You know how big our balls would be?
Hold on.
Oh, yeah.
Hold on. That's population control right there, because I'm being honest. I'm going to try not to nut. How much smaller are we talking? Are we talking eighth of a centimeter each time? Because that'll add up.
It just shrinks all borderline noticeably enough. So we're not talking a lot. Right. But you're like, it's like, you know, you wake up and puberty hits and you've got like this 8-inch hog. And then by the time you're like 18, all of a sudden it's like 6 inches.
Then what do we, how the, oh my God, what a horrible thing. Why do you want this for the world?
I don't want this at all. I'm saying, could you imagine? I mean, think about how lucky and thankful we are that our dicks don't shrink every time we ejaculate.
You know what? I think we should appreciate that more often. I think that should be talked about. I think that we should appreciate everything in that. Like, thank God the X and Y and Z don't happen. What else would be terrible? Every time.
I think we should have a national jerk off day where just it's a bunch of dudes just murdering kids, just spreading dead babies all over the fucking carpet, on the drapes, just in appreciation to the
paying homage
paying homage. It's 100% paying homage that, you know, by doing this, my dick's actually not shrinking. So, you know,
thank
big salute to our creator, whatever you guys believe in. It's not a religious holiday or anything like that, but you just rub out that easy one and homage to your, you know, your dick not shrinking every time you ejaculate.
Okay. Let's talk about something else. What if something else happened? Like, what if every time you ejaculate, it like burns? Like, I'm talking like it's like lava. I think nothing would change. I think fuck it. You know what? I'll take the pain.
You know what would happen? Here's what would happen. Scientists would figure out almost immediately, like as soon as science like was a thing and created, immediately.
Was science created? I don't know if science was created.
Yeah, for sure. Cavemen didn't have science. They didn't know what the fuck they were doing when they created fire. They're just like, oh, scratch these two rocks together and it go boom. And well, it doesn't go boom. It goes.
Yeah, well, everything around them, science. Everything around them was science. Rock formations were science.
Right, but they didn't know that, right? So they had to develop and understand that, hey, if I study this and look at it, then it becomes science. It had to be created.
No, because science was always there. We just discovered science.
Yeah,
it's the same thing. Like, it's the same thing.
We're saying the same thing. We're just saying it differently. It's math was always there, but we had to create the ability to go 2 + 2 = 5, 4, whatever the fuck it is.
That threw me off. That fucked my whole train of thought up, dude.
Good. I got him.
Well, no, here we go. No, because math and science was always present, but it was never created by an individual.
I'm not saying that we created rock formations and how the stars align and fucking when you rub two sticks together, it creates that friction and that can create heat. And when you get it hot enough, it'll ignite and you'll create fire. I'm not saying that we created the mechanism behind all of that. I'm saying we created the thought process to understand why that's happening.
To understand. There it is. There's, yep.
Okay. Is that better?
You fixed it because you were looking.
I was horrible. Definitely not saying that we created science in that way that like, oh, we created these rock formations that, you know, with the tectonic plates moving and created, you know, the Sierra Nevada mountains. We didn't create that. We created the understanding to know where that came from.
We created the understanding. We came up with the understanding. Yeah, better? Sure. Better? Yeah, no, it's, okay. It's, I'll allow that. I just didn't want you to get away with misinformation. On this podcast, you nuts.
Woo. You know what happens when misinformation gets thrown out there, we get kicked off of YouTube. But back to what I was saying, I 1000% believe that as soon as scientists developed their understanding of knowledge, the first thing they would have thought of is, okay, so every time I come, it burns like a motherfucker, like somebody's actually sticking a hot rod up my urethra. I had to create that word too. They didn't know what that was. Up my urethra.
Right.
So how do I make that not happen? They would focus all of their energy on that. We fucking cured AIDS, and they would have cured that faster than we figured out how to make AIDS go away.
That would have been like, nobody eats until we figure this out.
Correct.
Like 100%. And also I appreciate
AIDS.
No. I do not appreciate AIDS as much as you, at least. And but I do appreciate that you took the route and of acknowledging that just because coming hurts, men would still do it. Like, there's no doubt that we'd be like, no, I get it. It sucks. But like, it's not my body telling me not to do it. It's just, fuck it.
The first part leading up to it feels really good. And then this part sucks. But the part going up to that feels nice. I like that.
Are you hungry every time after you come?
I have sometimes. I have a question though for you. Can you imagine nocturnal emissions? That would wake you up.
Wait, it's what?
Like, dude, if you are dead ass asleep and you have those wet dreams, right? You have a wet dream.
One? I've never had a wet dream.
I've never had one either.
Are they real?
I don't. I feel like they're made up to scare kids.
Oh, I wish I had more wet dreams. That'd be sick.
Let's think about this a little bit. Because I have 100% definitely had dreams where I am just banging somebody, right?
And then you wake up and have to lie to your wife about who it was. And it was you.
Oh, it was you, baby. She goes, you're harder than the fucking Chinese algebra right now. And I'm like, well, I was having a great dream. What was it about? Oh, you were there.
Yeah.
And
watching.
Hey, so what are we going to have for dinner tonight? Do I need to go to the store?
You'll never believe it. I was in the Eastern Pacific and and I was railing out.
Oh, there's you. Fucking coconut oil and it smelled like just, oh my God, it just was amazing. And you looked amazing. And
just so blonde. Should we have...
Oh shit!
Oh yeah, we've all lied. We've all lied.
Oh,
admit it,
fuck yeah, dude, 100%. And the best part is we'll lie about that, you know, right? Because definitely we're just avoiding that whole thing, right? Because we have, by the way, zero control of what pops into our head and we dream about. But they will get fucking pissed at us for a fight that they had in their dreams, and they just wake up and they're like. Bitch, and I'm like, what the fuck did I do? It's like, you yelled at me last night. I'm like, when? In my dream. What?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You're pissed because I yelled at you in your dream. So yeah, what the fuck's wrong with you? I'm like, do I apologize now? How's this work? Do I have to go buy you flowers? I don't
know. No, the move here, the move that you're going to want to take, this is the approach, is you just make them feel crazy. Because when you make them feel crazy, they understand. So take of that what you will, fellas.
Oh, my, because that works every time. If you... I feel like there's a word for it. I think it's called gaslighting.
I think the world needs more of it. I think the world needs more of it.
That actually might really piss off and offend the 38% of our listeners.
Are we down to 38, huh?
What was it before? I thought 38 was high. I don't know what it is.
I don't know. I don't even know. I know
definitely
most...
not 50.
No, more than half of the listeners are male. But hey, ladies, hang it in there. We love to hear from you. Appreciate you.
We love the ladies.
We love the ladies.
Absolutely.
Let me know.
Absolutely. We love when they talk shit. Oh, shit. I forgot to mention this at the top of the podcast, and I apologize. Shout out to our boy, who you haven't met yet, Pete.
Petey.
Happy birthday, brother.
Hey.
You had your birthday this last week. I sent you a picture of my favorite birthday card.
You sent him a picture of a birthday card?
Yeah. Because I haven't been able to find this card ever again.
So, I mean, just so we're clear, you didn't send him a card?
No.
Got it. We're men here. We don't do that.
That's effort. It takes a little bit of time.
That's half a 12 rack. Could you believe that? That like cards are like $7.
Yeah. What the fuck, Hallmark? Why you gotta jack up the prices on cards? I'm trying to be nice and considerate. Yeah, I don't need to spend that kind of money on to say happy birthday, you fucks.
No, that's seven. We could just replace that with seven scratch offs.
Right. So this is the card that I sent him.
Happy birthday, cunt. Hey, I appreciate Turns out people aren't always on board with that word, and I'm just learning that now. I thought we were way past that. I thought when females started saying it, I thought it was.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like it's still 100% a thing in Australia because they say it like all the time. I feel like it subtracts a different word, like buddy, like what's up, cunt? Yeah. You know, yeah. It's like, hey, what's up, buddy?
Yeah.
Like Canadians say buddy a lot. So maybe buddy means cunt in Canadian.
Ooh, spicy. Because
they're too nice and too friendly. They're just like, hey, buddy.
Mm.
And
we're like, well, not anymore.
Just call me a cunt.
Not anymore. Yeah. Not
that's my new reaction. When a Canadian goes, hey, buddy, I'm like, did you just call me a cunt? That's going to be my new response to Canadians.
Well, you're not going to see any Canadians in a long time because apparently, like, those motherfuckers are having a hard time up there. They're like locked the fuck down still.
Are they?
From last I heard, which was a couple like 2 weeks ago. Oh. They're like locked the fuck down. There was like shit like the fucking SWAT came and like broke up a church. Like what? Shit, like crazy shit. Yeah. Canada.
Oh, see, you're way happening? Closer to Canada than I am. I'm far from Canada. I feel like you could drive there in
like 8 hours.
Oh fuck, less than a day. Like in a work shift, you can be in Canada.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's, yeah. I am, let's see, it's, I want to say I'm at least 20-hour drive, if not more, to Canada, because it's
beautiful.
It's
like drive, though. Have you ever been to Oregon? 12.
Yeah, love Oregon. Oh, my God, I love it. It's by the way, let me say this. I love Oregon, it's like 8 years ago. 8 years ago, Oregon was amazing.
What happened?
Current Oregon is a little weird. They're getting a little, it's getting a little different up there.
Let's talk. That's why
it's getting a little crazy. They had that whole, I'm pretty sure it was Oregon, maybe it was Washington. I don't know. Both of those states are fucking weird. Oregon, I think, had that incident where they just took over a town. Like the people just took it over, and the government was like, okay.
You did it.
you just want to do, okay, how's that going to work out for you guys? And it turned into like this thing, and it didn't last. I mean, they're like, oh yeah, we have this utopia. There's no guns. Da, da, da. Everybody's going to get along and everything's going to be fine. And then all of a sudden there were people with guns because people were stealing shit and breaking into stuff. And they're like, well, we just need security, but everything's fine. We have this utopia. And then they're like, well, how do you guys get food or money? And they're like, oh yeah. You know, it's just it's a network of giving, and everybody helps everybody else out, and like, okay, so you have to get resources from the outside to bring them into your utopia. And they're like, well, I guess, but you know, it's a utopia and everything's fine, and it yeah, wasn't well thought out. How about that? It's like
they didn't really put pen to paper on that one, did they? We need like a security like
a plan of action, a course of.
We're gonna hire like security to like patrol the streets. Oh, so exactly like cops. Mm-mm.
No, it's not cops. It's definitely not. We don't call them police officers or cops. Well, what is their job? Well, they're gonna patrol the streets and make sure that people aren't getting out of line. Got it. Are they gonna have guns? Are they gonna get sworn in? Yeah, they're gonna protect. Well,
they're gonna have to.
they're gonna protect and serve. They're like, so police or no? No, they're not mm-mm. Police.
But so we're gonna call them Mounties.
Oh, Canada. I love Canada, by the way. Yeah, I'm a fan. I didn't like Canada for a while.
Why?
I don't know. I don't have any real justification on why I didn't like Canadians.
Was it a bit of jealousy?
Maybe. I mean, free healthcare, but you got to wait for it, which is fine, but it's still free healthcare. Oh, excuse me. But the French Canadian, I still don't like. Sorry.
Well, okay. So we're not going to break that down. Just clip that, throw that out there.
Yeah, just every, well, not every, but a lot of French Canadians are just, I don't know, they're just, I don't,
that's they have a certain, Canada, right?
They have a certain je ne sais quoi that I don't like.
Well, you can't say what they say and say you don't like it.
What?
You just, je ne sais quoi? That sounds French.
That is French, yes.
So you can't, see, you can't say, I'm going to hold off on other examples.
Oh, I'm dying to know. I am dying to know because I feel like you were going to go.
Ooh, not in the direction that is popular at this moment. no. So yeah, I won't.
You're probably, I say, given the state of the world right now, probably a good move. Taking the high road there, Nick D. I appreciate that out of you. You know, no.
Here's a bit of positive.
Know the audience, right? Know the room. Know the room.
Yeah. Yeah. Here's a I think a lighter note. I think the world is getting back to slightly. We're not leaping and bounding here. We're it's baby steps, but to like being less sensitive again. I think so. I think.
Okay, Nick Delicati, you have my full undivided attention on this one.
Fuck, I didn't even think this out. I just said it.
so you're like those folks in Oregon that are like, we're going to create a utopia and we're going to block off this city block and take over City Hall. But we haven't really thought out a plan or how this is going to work like down the road, you know, future stuff. I'm just going to,
No, but I think COVID played a part in like realizing how bad real life could get, right?
Okay. It
was a pretty rough time. And that some other complete fucking nonsense, it's not worth spending your energy on. Now, again, I'm not saying that there's no cancel culture. There's not shit like that. But I think, now I don't know the numbers here, folks, but I think less people got canceled during COVID than before COVID. I feel like the cancels were not being pumped out as much as pre-COVID, you know, PC. Now that could be because there wasn't that much shit going on, but like, even with like comedy, people were still doing some comedy and saying some risky shit. And it was like, you know what? I'm just happy to be here. I am just happy to laugh. So I think people realize that now, again, we didn't fucking do a full 360 or a 180. 180 makes more sense. But I think people are realizing how life could be like for real bad and not just made up bad and pretend bad. So I think we're on the right path here, folks. I think people want more entertainment back. They want more comedy. They want more movies. They want shit like that back. So
yeah, I agree.
Here's to hoping.
Yeah. I definitely,
you look like Tracy was looking something up. What was that?
You know, I was trying to think of something and, I can't remember what it was, but I still hope we're moving away from the old Nerf kind of mentality and, you know, softening things up and making it better. But I feel like there was an example recently of not that of people getting like pissed off or upset about somebody saying, I don't know, some dumb thing. And I'm like, really? We can't say that now? Okay.
So who got upset?
Fucking Karen.
Who is she?
Like all the Karens. Karens always get upset about everything.
I think people need to ask questions.
Not our friend Karen, because we have a good friend Karen that listens to the podcast and she's awesome.
No, fake Karens.
Fake Karens. But
I think people need to ask more. Well, people are saying that was insensitive. Okay, who? Who said it?
Here's a question.
Who's they?
Yeah.
Which people? I'll address them. I'll address them. Let me know who to address. Yeah. Well, I can't let you know who. Why? Because I don't really know. Okay, so we're good here. We're good.
Yeah, I agree. There was an incident. I think there was a lady, another Karen, who called in, called the cops because there was some guy like rummaging through a car and she fucking felt it was important that she call the police on that. It's like, dude, how about mind your own fucking business? Not everybody is like malicious or trying to do shitty things.
Was it his car?
Yeah, it turned out to be his car. Mm. And he lost some shit for like his kid that he was trying to look for. And it wasn't like the cops were like, oh, fuck.
What color was he?
Yeah, black.
He was black. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And of course, Karen was white.
Of course. You see how that's a huge fucking issue? You see it's how that is a fucking issue? Oh,
it's so fucking bullshit. And I don't know what's going to fix that is a shitty thing. Is like, dude, you and I have the same mentality in the same way we've talked about it before. Is that we love people. I don't care. We don't care. I don't care. I don't care where you come from, who you are, what you look like. I don't give a shit. If you're a good person, you're a good fucking person. But I feel like if you're looking for bad things in people, then really the issue lies with you. It's not with them. You have the issue. You have the insecurity.
You are the issue. Fucking,
yeah. You have the shit that's going on that you need to address and fix. It's not, it's not the other people. It's you. So and the only person that can fix that, the only people that can fix that are themselves. And you need to take a step back and look and go, all right, what's really going on here? You know, now, okay.
And I think that's
if he comes out, if somebody, if it's you or me and we're rummaging through a car and we come out with a knife, like or a machete or a handgun or a shotgun, then yeah, guess what? Call the fucking cops because we're probably up to no good. But if you're in a Walmart parking lot and you're just rummaging through your car, chances are you're not going to steal it. I don't know if you know how car thieves work. They're not going to open every fucking single door and start rummaging through there in public in an open fucking parking lot trying to figure out what they're going to steal. They're going to get in, they're going to fucking hotwire it, and they're going to get the fuck out of there before you even can fucking blink. So think about it.
People like that wake up looking for shit. They look for shit and like they manifest shit in their own mind. It's not real. That's what I think. Not. That's what's going to help this thing. People realizing that shit ain't real. That shit ain't real.
Yeah, it's not. And quit making shit up in your head. It just, you know
what? That's
what it is. You're looking for it.
You're looking for problems. And that's the problem.
I think, and this is a double-edged sword too, but I was raised to believe that everybody is trying to do good. Is trying to be better. Is trying to improve themselves. Right? And to treat other people with that kind of mindset, you know, it's just like, look, dude, I mean, you could be out there. Your kid lost their favorite fucking binky and you're being a good dad and you're going through there trying to figure out where the fuck this thing is because you got to take care of your small human, you know, wife's in the store in line or, you know, getting some shit and the kid's crying and you're like, fuck, all right, I'll go to the car. I'll go find it. I'll get it. And you're just trying to be a good person. And you got to treat people with that, like, just benefit of the doubt, if you will, until they give you a reason to not, right? And rummaging through a car is not a reason to go, oh, fuck, I better call the cops because I think he might be trying to steal this car. Yeah, you don't know how fucking car thieves work, number one. If you did, you'd know that that's not what the fuck he's doing. Or he's not trying to fucking rob these people. Because guess what? He's going to do that when it's not fucking daylight out.
Stop looking for problems and start looking for the good in people. When you start looking for the good in people, naturally, you're going to find the good in people. If you're only looking for the bad in people, guess what you're going to try to find?
The bad in people.
And a lot of that time, it's made up bad. It's not real bad.
It's you projecting bad.
Yeah.
Why are we whispering?
Not sure. But okay. It was fun. Hey. Speaking of robbing cars,
are we gonna go jack a car?
I'm a pretty good driver, but anyway, what do you think of like this celebrity boxing shit that's been like blowing the fuck up? Now I'm not talking about like literally celebrity boxing, which we could talk about as well. I'm just talking about like these people that are not boxers boxing. What is your like these honest thoughts before we break down everything that happened this weekend?
These exhibition matches, I think are, dude, I don't fucking like them. I don't get it.
Really?
I don't like them. I think that, and we'll dive into it, but I mean, fucking Lamar Odom doesn't belong in a fucking ring
with Aaron Carter
throwing fucking haymakers at a tiny, like tiny. He looked like a dwarf.
Yeah, he was a child. He looked like a child.
It would be like me fighting you.
Incorrect. Aaron Carter did not win, and I would win.
Bro, I'm like 8 to 12 inches taller than you, and
no, you're not.
100 pounds heavier.
You
just both, in my left hand.
False in both of those.
That's, I mean, it's close. I mean, I'm using averages.
So you're like, you're 6 foot, right?
Yeah. Six, listed at 6'1" when I played sports.
Okay, but you shrunk because you're old. So you're 6 foot. Yeah, you grow forward.
rounder.
So you are 4 inches taller than me.
Okay, so maybe not quite the example, but it's pretty damn close. It would literally be like, it would be me fighting. Hang on, let me finish it because I think you'll agree.
My fiance.
No, I was going to say future stepson.
Oh, yeah.
Because he's not big. I mean, he's growing. I mean, he's getting up there now. He's like 5'2" or 5'3" or something like that. But I mean, he's a small little dude. And I feel like it's, you know, too good, just not even correctly thrown punches, just like sloppy, just swinging hands. And he's down.
Aaron Carter was somehow doing spins. I don't know what he was doing. He just kept spinning, just spinning, doing this.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So it didn't look good. It did not look good. I didn't watch it. I watched the highlights or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know. Who thought that? I don't know who approved of that, but obviously it was just like Aaron Carter looking for money, and probably Lamar Odom.
That's the thing that really bums me out, right? You look at some of these professional athletes, and it's been documented, and in fact they have a whole class on it as a rookie in the NFL that you go to like, hey man, watch your money, watch your shit. Don't let people like do stuff that they shouldn't. You just be aware. Don't buy all of the Ferraris, maybe buy one, right? And then invest some shit so that when your career is over, because guess what? You're not going to play forever.
Yeah.
When your career is over, you have some money that you can either fuck off and hang out on the beach and have dreams about weird women that are, you know, sucking your dick upside down, or you can actually make that happen because you have the money. But don't waste it. Keep it, save it, invest, and do whatever you want to do. But don't buy all of the Ferraris. Don't buy the Ferrari factory.
You know who was great with that was Gronk, Rob Gronkowski.
Is he?
For most of his career, I say most of his career because I don't know in the past couple of years, but in most of his whole NFL career, he didn't spend a dime of his salary. He only used money from his sponsors, which was Buku Bucks.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's right. Yeah. So salary money is tucked away. That's a pro move. Oh, here we go. Some more real life advice. If you are a professional athlete or aspiring professional athlete, here's my recommendation for you. Find out where you're going to live. Find out what that cost of living is to live there, and just a nice, decent size home. You don't have to go crazy. You don't have to go wild. And then take that and go, this is my living money. All of the rest goes over here and investments and do all that fun stuff and get a money guy or gal that knows what they're doing and just let them kind of invest and do that fun stuff.
Do you think you really need a money person? I don't know, because I got a very simple way. People are like, I don't know how to save. Here it is. Just put it somewhere in a different account and don't spend it. Then that's it.
Yeah, but I feel like that's hard. I do. I really do. You know,
it's really a click of a button, really. Technology.
Well, no. That part's easy. It's the, well, I know that I shouldn't be spending that, but you know what? I really, really like that $100,000 watch. I think it would look really good on my wrist. And it's kind of a status symbol, and I'm a pro athlete now, and I probably should do it. And
so buy it. So buy it now. But here's me. So you have literally two accounts. That's all you need is two accounts. You get your paychecks every, I don't know how rich people get paychecks. If it's weekly, if it's every day,
biweekly? Is it every other day? I don't
Is it lump sum? I don't know either. But let's go with like the average guy, because we're comedians for the average people. 2 weeks. Okay.
Yep.
Every 2 weeks you get a paycheck.
Uh-huh.
You have your paycheck. Now you have two accounts. We're going to call them account one. That's this finger here. Are we looking here? Okay. That's this finger. Mm-hmm. Correct. Good job. Account two. Now that's going to be this finger here. Okay. Nope. Try again. Nope. There it is. There. That's your bum thumb. Okay. Have you ever stuck your own finger up your butt? Like on purpose.
Like on purpose? No. No.
That's a lie.
No.
Believe me, if you're watching this often, but think, listen to me. I know him more than anybody else knows him. Future wife, I know him more. No, shut up. That was a lie. I could tell when you're lying.
Hang on, we've definitely talked about this.
I'm in the middle of a story. So Logan lied. He has, and that's okay. So you have two accounts. You get your check. Okay.
Is it two accounts?
Yeah. When you get your check,
spread it out, huh? Just going to spread it out. Yeah.
Two checks, right? So what you do is you just have a percentage. 40% goes in account A that you can use, and 60% goes in account B, right? Which you don't even know exists. You just throw that over there. Okay. And that's it. Both of your accounts are going to grow. One's going to grow way faster than the other, and one's just going to grow. Okay. If you can afford that $100,000 watch with the only money that you are physically looking at, which is account one, go buy it. Fuck it. I hope you have enough to pay your bills later. But if you don't, that's it. Like, if you can't pay for that with your single account, then you don't buy it. That's it. If you have the funds, you do it.
So talk to me a little bit about account two. Because account one, account I two. Agree. I feel like account one is going to be your like day to day. Like this is how I live.
That's
I
your get, money.
I get gas. I pay rent or mortgage or whatever with account one. Account two now that you're putting 60% over here in account two, right?
Yep.
So that 60%, what kind of an account is it? Because that's going to make a big difference. Because if you're just putting it in a standard like checking or savings, you're not making money with your money.
Yeah, but what? Yeah.
And that's where you need an account guy that's going to go, look, here's what we're going to do. We're going to diversify this account. And we're going to say, look, we're going to put some of this in a CD. We're going to put some of this into some real estate. We're going to put some of this into the market. We might put some of it into cryptocurrency, right? And you're going to see because I believe savings accounts are like 0.01% of interest that you get. But when you start looking at CDs, we're getting at like 3-4%. Real estate could be, depending on where you buy, I mean, that could go up, you know, 15-30% over time.
That sounds a lot like you're spending that account two. You should invest. If you want to invest with account one.
Yeah, but you...
There you go.
But so the argument here is that account two, so let's just say it's $100,000 every year that you're putting into account two. Mm-hmm. In your scenario, it's going to be year one, it's worth $100,000. Year two, it's worth $200,000. Year three, it's worth $300,000. Year four, it's $400,000. Year five, you break your leg and you have to retire. So guess what? You only have $500,000 in that account.
Yeah.
Whereas if you were investing in markets, that $100,000 in year two could be $200,000. Okay, so you
could. I'm not a gambling man.
This isn't gambling, no. This is utilizing returns on your investment, which is the stock market. To some aspects, you can be super conservative and go with the 2-5% gain accounts, right? So you're going to get 2-5% back on the money that you've put in. So if it's 100 grand, then now that 100 grand is 105, or it's 210, and then it keeps growing on top of that. So we're taking that money. That's a good chunk of change, and we're increasing it by, I don't know, 2-5%, maybe 10-15% every year. And then that's growing on top of that. So you're looking at, you know, compounding interest.
You're looking, which is $105,000 as opposed to $100,000. Not life changing money. And again, that's a gamble. That's a gamble.
But that 105 next year turns into
210.
Maybe 215.
Which $15,000. Hang on, that's all right.
It's more than that. It's like 220 or 230.
Also not life changing.
20 or 30 extra grand
is not life changing.
That's
it's a good amount of money
if we're talking about like smaller. If it's more money, because you got to think it we're using only 100 grand, it's probably more in likelihood in the millions, right? So now we're talking of like $20,000 to $30,000 per year extra. That's extra money.
But is it a gamble?
No.
Because why don't you just invest with...
Fuck no.
No, okay, right. Okay, you know, you're right. But I'm talking about like when you're saying put it in real estate. Real estate's a gamble. That's not always... Bit. It's not always guaranteed to make you money. That's the thing. It's not always guaranteed.
Well,
but if the market crashes...
If you look at some of the wealthiest people in the world, they all have some sort of investment in real estate.
Right, and that's okay to do that, but use that out of account A. That has to be in your budget.
Maybe. I don't know. But I think account B or two.
I don't even know what I called it anymore.
I think you called it account two. All right. Well, whatever. Two, B, whatever. Not to be.
Nice.
I feel like that is, I feel like that's an account that is the let's plan on retirement. Let's plan on the future. Let's plan on this stuff. This isn't account two is not, I'm buying the big boat. I'm not buying the yacht. Account two is the, this money is going to make money with my money.
Right. And that, I mean, it's, yeah, I mean, I'm not, maybe I'm just young and naive. Perhaps maybe here's what's more realistic. I don't have money to worry about. Oh, man.
And there it is, folks.
I don't even wash my jeans every time I wash them because I'm afraid they're going to go bad quicker and I don't want to buy new jeans. How often do you wash your jeans?
I don't wash my jeans every time I wash them.
Wear them.
Oh, wear. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's focus wear on them. Using the correct... words in English.
Terminology would have been better for you to say terminology.
I was going to say vernacular, but I didn't want to confuse you.
That sounds like a medical procedure.
No, I think you're thinking vasectomy.
I was.
The old, and
you're getting
talked
one.
About, we just talked about testicles. And we talked about that at the opening, and it's come full circle. And we're not even done with the show yet. So well done on the full circle testicle joke. Good job, Nick.
It's like we planned it, son of a bitch. Son of a bitch.
How often
do you wash your jeans? Better question. Answer this because I have a way better question. Okay. Way better question.
Like way better?
Yeah.
Okay, so am I answering this question?
Yeah, hurry up and get it over with because we already started it, but it's like I'm not interested anymore. Nice.
Fuck, they fill this. God damn it. How my dick sweating in?
Yo, keep talking like that and I'm about to get wet myself.
Whoa. Hey-o. Nick's got a wet dick. I'm going to say once a week-ish.
Do you wear them every day of the week?
Not every day. It's
how many times do you have to wear them to wash them?
God, it depends. I want to say between 4 and 8.
Perfect. Even higher than I expected you to. Proud of it. Okay, dude, that was fun.
I don't like when you wash them because when you wash them, they kind of shrink a little bit and then they get kind of stiff. And it's like, well, fucking, I just spent 5 days wearing these things to get them in the place where it feels like a fucking a warm hug, and then now they're in the wash and it feels like a fucking cold slap to the dick.
And here's why it fucks you over. Washing your jeans fucks you over every time because every time. you put them on in the morning and you go, I don't need a belt. Halfway through your day, those bitches falling down. Well, I needed a belt all along and I didn't even know because now they're all tight and hugging my legs and shit.
Yeah, well, I wear a belt all the time.
Even if your pants fit.
Yeah.
Ew.
What?
What?
Why would you not wear a belt?
Because you don't need to if they fit properly.
You have a son now. There's nothing more intimidating and than the ability to whip that belt off at any given moment. And as a All father, right.
fair,
man to man, I got to tell you.
Fair.
I mean, you're never going to hit your kid with the belt, but he doesn't know that. He doesn't fucking know. And to have the ability to whip that thing off and give it a little snap, that's fucking terrifying for a child. And they're like, oh, fucking hell, I'm going to die. And
cheers for that. Thank you for that advice. That is sound advice. Fake hitting your kids, people.
I got to talk about, because it's sitting here on my desk. Wait, no, I got to talk about.
No. I had a better question.
Better question. Go for the better question.
Yeah. Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, Nick Delicati with a better question.
Thank you. Do you always shower in the morning? Always. I'm talking every single day. No, of course not. Definitely like on not. A weekend, maybe not. Like,
oh, definitely not on weekends. Okay. But like before work, yes. Like if I yes, I'm going to say.
I'm asking, okay, there's days that you don't, correct?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
Like I didn't shower yesterday.
If you the whole day. So here we go. Here we go. Come on. Let me get my question now. Went in the pool. It's not a shower, dude.
What? It's water. I got wet and it like, you know, there's chlorine that kills shit.
Of course.
You're I don't know, right? That's science.
Okay, but if you go in the hot tub, is it the same thing as going in the pool?
Yeah, because there's still chlorine in it, unless you're one of those cunts that has like a fucking saltwater hot tub, which I don't think that exists. I think it's saltwater pool, because I don't feel like you can get saltwater that hot.
That hot, yeah.
Without like being a, like, ooh, like cooking it'd yourself.
Probably, I know, but it'd probably heal a lot of wounds. Or burn
like
any
mental
diseases. But no.
Dude, that's another business idea. We have the STD removal hot tubs.
Hey-o.
Mm-hmm. Huh?
Saltwater hot tub.
It's fun. A saltwater hot tub. We get that bitch up to 130 degrees and then just, you know, dip your dick in and it's cured.
Or, you know, so like ladies like to have Tupperware parties. No, ladies used to have Tupperware parties. Men have saltwater hot tub parties.
That's
they drink
right.
A couple beers, they get cured. They're on the old fuckboy shit again.
That's right.
we make so much money.
Oh, on the old fuckboy shit again. I like it.
Okay, question. Here we go.
Yes. Can we get through it this time?
I'm starting over and I need an honest answer. All right. Do you shower in the morning every single day?
I'm going to say, excluding weekends, 95% of the time.
So when you don't shower in the morning,
yeah.
Okay, say you shower at night one day, right?
Ooh.
You midday shower, okay, yeah. Whatever the case may be. You shower, you go to sleep, you wake up, do you put on new underwear or do you wear those underwears throughout the day until you shower again? Are underwear by shower or are underwear by day? That's my question.
So here's kind
I'm
of
by
a,
shower. I'm by gonna, shower.
I'm by shower as well. Yeah, with a little bit of a caveat to that. So let's give you a little peek behind the curtain here at the Logan Ryan household. Is that when the kids are here, it's generally I sleep in boxers and shorts, and depending on the time of year, t-shirt. No kids. I feel like no kids equals no clothes is kind of my
no
my
kids, rule no clothes.
It's kind of my rule of thumb. That said, if it's so that's where it gets a little weird. And now the more that I think about it, it's kind of, I guess it might be considered gross. I don't know. But if it's I sleep. So let's just say I have that midday shower. Let's just say it's a Wednesday and I have a 1 p.m. shower.
Sure.
Do the rest of the day stuff. Go to bed. Just, you know, as God intended, you know, sans clothing, just fucking in the wild.
Tell me you're putting those boxers back on.
Yeah.
Okay. Hold the fucking phone, Oprah. That shit is different than what I just said.
Yeah.
So you're going as far as removing the underwear.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes. Sometimes,
but
that's also, I have some gray area personally on that as well. Sometimes I'll just put shorts on. Like I'll have like some basketball shorts or some comfy shorts that I'll wake up and I'll throw those on. And for the record, those don't get washed for weeks.
So you're free balling it. Don't wash.
Free balling it. And then, no, they don't get washed. Like they don't get thrown in the laundry basket. They're free balling it. And then they get put over on the thing and then I'll put them on next time.
Mm.
Which that might be worse.
Do you have a designated spot for? Okay, so because I'm this way, there's a very distinct. My girl doesn't get it, but there's a very distinct. She's like, "Are these clean or dirty?" They're in the spot where you don't. That's clean laundry. She's like, "But you wore it." But that those are still good, and that's in the spot.
Oh, I definitely.
Dirty, it's just on the floor. On the floor, or I'll shoot for the laundry basket. Not all the time. It doesn't always get in, but I have a spot. Do you have a spot? It's a wear against spot. There's the wear against spot. Do you have that spot?
Let me get to that in a minute. I feel like you're a little bit more of a savage beast than I am because I will put my dirty shit in the hamper because it's like, look, I'm trying to make my lady's life easier, my life easier. Just I don't need to go bending over on the floor and picking shit up. And she does the same. It's like this mutual kind of respect thing. There's of all of the dirty shit goes into the bin and then we take it downstairs and throw it into the fucking laundry. And then I get yelled at because I didn't wash it right, but that's okay.
You are so cultured. You're so cultured. That's crazy.
I feel like it's just I don't know. We'll talk about that later. But to answer your question, yes, I have a designated spot where this is not dirty. I'm going to wear it again. Because I don't need to do that much laundry and it's not dirty. I wore it once or seven times. It doesn't matter. I didn't.
Well, it depends. Spill. It depends on the article.
Correct. Like t-shirt. I'm weird about t-shirts though. So I'm weird about t-shirt. I'm more inclined to wash a t-shirt than I am like jeans or shorts. And that's including jeans or shorts that I have full on gone commando in. Cause I'll go commando more times than maybe probably you. Maybe.
Okay. Man, there's so much to break down here. Oddly enough, you're right with that. I don't wash my pants or shorts nearly as much as I wash a t-shirt. I'll wear a t-shirt once and it's done.
Yeah, correct. 100%. Excluding the nighttime shirts, right? So if it's a nighttime, like if I get into the evening and I've had a long day and I got to take my day shirt off, I'll have an evening shirt and the evening shirt will last
almost a week.
I'm like two or three wears even on the evening shirt. I don't like shirts get washed fucking all the time.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Why is that? Why is that?
Why do shirts get washed so much and pants and shorts?
Here's the question. Here's the question.
Sit on those things.
Here's the question I have for you. Shirts, right?
Mm.
They just have armpit sweat. They get the pit sweat. They get a little bit of that. That's it. Is pit sweat worse than having your dick and balls touching a garment?
I didn't think it was, but I think it is now.
I think it is.
We wash our shirts constantly. Boom, 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 boom. Shirts
are done. Shirt. Wash shirt, 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 shirt. Hey man, nice shirt.
Clip it.
Tracy, mark that down. Thanks.
Jot that down, please. Pants. I sit in it. I fought in it. I'm dirty in it. I kneel down in it. Are you kidding me?
I ass
wear it again. It. Oh, dude, swamp ass? No issue. Armpit sweat.
I'll throw those bitches on. Okay. All right. Hang on a second. So let me hit the pause, the timeout button just for a second, because I will say if I go play golf, right? If I'm out on the golf course for 18 holes and it's, 85 plus degrees and I have pants or shorts on, I know that those shorts are going to get washed.
What if you're playing golf, same exact temperature next day?
They're going to get washed. It's a different pair. I can't wear the same pair of pants 2 days in a row on the golf course. It's a superstition thing that gets in my head and fucks with me.
Okay.
It's
so different example.
You can't use that example.
What if you are doing yard work? Okay. Mm. You put on some slummy pants, right? Next day, you got to finish up that yard work. You put on that same pants, or yeah. because you worked on it and you're sweating in it, you're gonna wash it. No, you're putting on those same pants.
Same pants.
Different shirt, guaranteed.
Yep. Different. Oh yeah. 100% different shirt.
Different shirt.
Why? Why is that? Why is that? So.
Oh my god.
So I mean, why? Because you get the back sweat, you get the chest sweat, you get the pit sweat, all in a shirt, right? With the pants, I feel like you get the ass sweat and you get the pouch sweat, if you will.
Pouch sweat. Yeah, no, perfect example.
You get that sweat down there and the old undercarriage, you know, you get what the undercarriage. The knees? Yeah.
What about the knees?
Knees don't sweat.
You kneel. No, but you're kneeling down. Yeah, you're kneeling down all the time. Yeah, but you're kneeling down on the dirt.
But that's the outside of the pant. The inside of the pant, right, is getting that. But if you're wearing like boxers, right? So if you got the boxers on, that's that layer of protection that's protecting the pant from the sweat. Mm-hmm. There's your justification. That's the justification. Mm-hmm. Your boxers, boxer briefs, whatever you fucking cunts wear, that is your protection from the ass sweat and the undercarriage sweat. Because your knees don't sweat. Your ankles don't fucking sweat. Maybe they do. But that it doesn't matter. It doesn't sweat as much. No, so that's the
military.
That's right. Mm-hmm. You have that layer of protection that's protecting your pants from getting that the funk de la nique that comes in and gets absorbed into the jean, where it doesn't, because you have the boxers there. So that's front why line, you can wear them.
So the boxers are boxer briefs of the frontline soldiers.
That's right.
Jeans are coasting through. Yeah, they're a little dirty on the outside. Yeah, a little scruff here, there. Eh. They're not getting the full action.
They don't get the funk.
Maybe we just figured that out.
They don't.
Maybe we just talked our way through. Yeah,
like
maybe
that should be a fragrance. We should make a fragrance line now.
I promise you, it won't sell well.
Funk de la nique.
Wow, we just worked through that. That was incredible.
Science. Like we've talked about, I think since day fucking one, we are experts in everything. If we don't know the answer, we're going to talk it through. We're going to figure out the answers together as a team. And we're going to share those answers with you. And we're going to help you be better fucking humans. That's our goal, which I think is a great segue
I got it. I'm sorry to cut you off.
No.
If we come up with answers and we have the solution.
Yes.
We're not Pfizer. We're not Moderna. We're not Johnson & Johnson. We're sharing it to everybody, baby.
Everybody. All y'all going to get it.
And we just got kicked off YouTube. For talking negative about the vaccines again. Isn't that weird though? They're like, yeah, no, we know the vaccine for this, but we're not going to share it because with anybody. Like, no, nobody else is allowed to have it. They almost didn't let stepson Johnson & Johnson in, but they're like, hey, we can't do it all. You could have a little bit, but you're not as effective.
Dude, they got J&J just got like, they had to throw out like 50 million vaccine doses in some plant in Michigan or Wisconsin or Massachusetts. I don't know. One of the states where they make it. They said, fuck it. We're throwing them out. They're not good. They didn't pass mustard.
I'm sorry. They didn't what?
They didn't pass mustard. That's a thing. That's a phrase. People say it.
Nothing to do with barbecuing, grilling, ketchup, mustard.
Maybe. I don't know. I'm not
good. We're not a scientist, but we could work through some shit.
We can.
I'll tell you that much right now.
We're going to fucking figure it out.
Give me that. Hey, man, nice shirt, human of the week.
Hey, man, nice shirt, human of the week. This one actually has been bugging me for this entire week. I've actually looked forward to coming on this show, our show, and talking about this specific incident. Two reasons. One, they 100% deserve the Hey Man Nice Shirt Human of the Week. And number two, I definitely feel like there's we can make it fun and we can make it funny, and because that's what we do, right? I mean, that's the whole kind of
our job
point, right? Yeah, it's the whole point of being in the world. So there was a recall on future wife's car, and we had to take it into the Ford dealership. So my Hey Man Nice Shirt Human of the Week goes to the Ford Motor Company. I can't say that. I apologize. Let's back that one up. It actually goes to North County Ford, because their service department. I don't understand. So there's a recall, right? And we've had this recall for 6 to 8 months, and finally we're like, okay, we need to take it in. It's been a while. I'm not a big believer of being the first one in, right? It's like, let these guys kind of figure it out, and so that we can get it in, get it out, done, boom, boom. Not a big deal. Just one of those things that, hey, if it fails, your car just won't drive anymore. Which is fine. That's... which means we're stopped at a stop sign and it doesn't go forward. It just sits there. It's a paperweight. So we take it in, drop it off, and the guy looks at the form and he goes, yeah, I don't need this. And so he pulls up the number for the recall and goes, oh. And I'm like, oh? And he goes, this is the first I've ever seen of this recall. I'm like, it's been out for 8 months. This is not, what do you mean? He goes, well, we haven't done any yet. I'm like, I don't have a one of one car. There's a lot of these on the road. I see them all the time. He's like, yeah, well, we'll figure it out. I go, okay. And this is like at 8:30 in the morning. So like, are we going to be able to have the car by the end of the day? Cause you know, we've got things to do. And he's like, yeah, we should be able to bang through this. Shouldn't be an issue. I'm like, all right, cool. Calls me at 3:30 and says, yeah, so we've never done one of these before, and we're still trying to figure out how to do it. And so hopefully we'll have it done tomorrow. Okay, a couple of things. Number one, you're a Ford dealership, right? You work only on Ford automobiles. To not know how to do this simple, in my mind, simple fix is fucking you have certified Ford technicians that know Ford cars, and you can't figure it. I didn't bring you a fucking rocket ship and said, hey, I can't figure out how to get this thing to launch. No, it's a fucking car. You deal with cars every single you. That's what you do. Your sole purpose right now in this life is to fix fucking Ford cars, and you can't figure this out. How can you not figure this out? I didn't bring you a GMC. It was it was part of the drivetrain, and it was like a boot kind of failure that was happening with
I don't even know why I asked.
All right.
I know nothing.
So they couldn't figure that out. And it just was extremely frustrating for me that it's like, look, I didn't bring you a Toyota and said, hey, can you fix my recall? I brought you a fucking Ford, and this is what you guys do. You fix fucking Fords. It's
how many days?
It took 2.5 days.
So quick little drop off.
Right.
Almost 3 days of now trying to figure other shit out.
I feel like I could have used the jack stands in my garage, cranked this thing up, and replaced the part in probably 6 hours and been done with it.
I was talking about this today. I've never bought a new car ever. Mm. Cars aren't necessarily like, I like cars. They're dope. I hate working on them. But if with my money, I never was like, I'm going to buy a new car ever. I've bought cars from dealerships, but not new. And I don't like spending money on cars. Cause to me, cars are only as good as getting me to the thing that I want to do.
Right.
Some people like cars, though.
I am a big car guy. I love cars. Shout out to, and we'll tip of the cap right here to DMCC, my boy Sean over at Del Mar Car Care. I feel like Sean would have had this banged out in like 30 minutes. I mean,
I complimented that hat off air. I love that fucking hat. I want one.
Dude, I'm gonna get you one. For sure. I may clip this and send this to Sean and just be like, hey, Sean, boy, Nick.
Sean, if you see this, please, love a cap. I'm in New York. I get it. But I would rock the shit out of that cap. It probably won't look as good on me as it does as Logan Ryan here, but I think love one of those caps.
I think anything covering up that bitch biscuit you got going on is gonna look good on your head.
Check that bitch out though.
Jesus Christ, dude.
It's getting some girth.
I don't so know my how ki- I feel so
no hear hear me out. Hear me out. Fucking... So the reason I grew out my hair was I was going to get my first haircut when my son got my his first haircut, right? This past week, Thursday, a couple days ago, my kid got his first haircut.
Wait, but
I backed out.
Oh, you fucking.
But another thing happened. We celebrated another milestone.
Oh, and that was me. Fuck again?
Nope, that was me disappointing my son for the very first time. So,
oh Jesus!
Congratulations, kid.
Oh man! So not only did you disappoint your kid, not only did your kid say fuck for the first time last week, mm-hmm. you disappointed him this week. Mm-hmm. And I feel like on that sad note of disappointment, we gotta follow up with.
What was that?
That was, I think the smoke alarm just said, change my battery. And I'm looking at the smoke alarm right now. There's no fucking battery in it. Jesus. It's going to do it again. I know it is. So on that incredible disappointment, Nick, if you,
Logan.
Our listeners are on social media and you want to follow us, where can they do that? On the Instagram, on the Twitter, and on the TikTok?
Oh, you could do all of the you could do all of those at HMNS podcast.
It just goes to show that we are not in a professional studio. I'm literally in a bedroom recording this and the fucking fire alarm is going off. God damn it. If you want to follow us on the YouTube, how do you do that?
Oh, the old YouTube. That is HMNS podcast.
And I'm disappointed we didn't get to the rolling of the YouTube dice this week because I felt like it was going to be, I felt like it could have been a good one, but we did talk
against, the Johnson and Johnson and Moderna.
We just talked a little bit of shit. It wasn't saying, hey, don't go get your fucking shots. We weren't saying that.
Go get your shots.
Booted. Fuck.
And you could find us on the old YouTube. Subscribe, share, do all those that other shit.
All of those things.
And that is HMNS Podcast. Do you guys see a trend here?
Right. And you know what? Something we have to talk about too, Nick. I think we got a couple emails that we need to address. We're going to do that next week for sure. But if you guys, we love the emails. We love replying and interacting with you guys. Mm. Hit us up on our electronic mail, Nick D. Where can they do that at?
Sure, Logan Ryan. They could do that. HMNSpodcast@gmail.com. Guys, hit us up. We love hearing from you. We love responding to you. So please do it. Fuckers.
Do it. Fuck.
Well, guys, again, another fucking pleasure. And we will see you next fucking Sunday. Peace out, motherfuckers.